This week, truck drivers from all over the United States are in Tampa to determine who can steer, turn, and signal with the most acuity and grace. Just the words you usually associate with trucks and truck drivers. More than 400 truck drivers have gathered to compete for the title of Grand Champion at the 68th National Truck Driving Championships. The results will be announced this weekend. Wayne Crowder is the 2004 defending flatbed champion, and he joins us from the studios of WUSF in Tampa. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What makes a great truck driver, Mr. Crowder?
Safety. Good defensive driving.
How do you prepare for a trucking competition like this?
First of all, you got 12 months of preparation because you have to have 12 months of safe driving, no incidents record.
No matter a minor infraction, that'd keep you out of competition.
Yes, it would.
And how do you win the flatbed championship?
You have several different tests you take. You get to take a written test, and you do a interview with law enforcement.
I'm told, Mr. Crowder, that judges apparently plant some kind of problem on your rig for the competition.
Well, that'll be in the pre-trip. When you're pre-tripping a truck, that's called an inspection of a vehicle or a piece of equipment.
Is that little thing like pouring marshmallow sauce in the motor or something? Or?
No. They would do some simulation stuff. They might do a loose lug nut, or they'll put some tape around an airline. It's called a simulated air leak, or put a black mark on a mirror, and that's cracking a mirror. And you have to find all these defects in a lot amount of time.
Wow. This is a serious competition, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's about safety, not just...
It's all... They judge this. They call it the Super Bowl safety.
And actual driving involved?
Yes. You do a skills test. They give you six problems. You'll have like what they call front stop, back stop, side stop. It could be a little dock stop, back into a dock, parallel park. You could have a serpentine where you go through three barrels.
Ooh. How long have you been driving, sir?
About 22 years.
How many miles a week do you drive?
Well, the run that I'm on a run, the same run every day. So I leave my terminal at Louisville, Kentucky, and I'll meet a guy halfway through to Rock Island, Illinois. So we just switch trailers and out to Rand and bring it back to Louisville. I drive 436 a day.
And I'm told you drive for FedEx.
Yes, sir.
I feel safer already to put my packages in your hands. Now, you get a prize for winning?
If you win your class, you know, you get your trophy. There is a little prize money there. Mm-hmm. And then if you go on to win Grand Champion, you get a ring, and they put a leather jacket, and of course you get a belt buckle. And
it must make you stand out a bit among some of your fellow drivers.
Yes.
There's Champ Crowder over there.
Yeah, they put a target on my head, I guess.
The heavy hangs the crown of the flatbed champion, huh?
There you go.
Well, Mr. Crowder, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
May all your lug nuts be nice and tight. Wayne Crowder, who's defending his flatbed championship at the National Truck Driving Championships this weekend in Tampa.
All right, thank you very much.